this? What's your earlobe? Yeah.
Your life, Pastor.
Oh, hello. amen. Greg is harassing me, just so you know. Amen. Good morning, saints. Good morning, soldiers. God bless you in the name of Jesus. It is awesome to see you. Well, actually, I don't see you, but hopefully you see me, and we'll see each other soon. It's wonderful to be here this morning. I'm so grateful. Amen. I want to talk about a couple things before we get started with the prayer. Goodness, and I had it all lined up, all in order. Okay, so before I go over the prayer list that we had, that we were working on from last week, I want to thank God for our online prayer warriors, our S4C online prayer warriors. Give God the praise and the honor. I'm so grateful that some of you have adopted a prayer for someone that we were praying for last week. The praise reports have started to come in, and I'm just grateful to God. Here's how it works. I'm going to say it again. This is how it works. A lot of people want to be members of the prayer warriors, but for obvious reasons, they can't be here to do that, or for whatever reason. What you can do, if you want to be a member or a part of the S4C online prayer warriors, all you have to do is listen to the prayers that go out during this week's prayer, of whatever week's prayer. Just listen to the prayers. As the Spirit of God speaks to you, and if He tells you to pray for this particular person or for this particular situation or this particular atmosphere, you adopt that prayer for the week. And that is who you or what you're praying for the entire week from Sunday to Sunday. And you're going to be lifting up that name or that situation or that person up before God. And you're going to do that for the rest of the week as we do. And that makes you a member of the online prayer warriors. And you, however the Spirit of God leads you, however the Lord moves you, whoever He tells you to pray with, do that. And that helps with the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so I just want to say thank God for every decided that they wanted to be, or the Lord has prompted them to be, a member of the S4C Global Prayer Warriors. Amen. It's a beautiful thing. Also, one of our brand new members, global members of S4C Global Ministries, one of the newest members is Donna Williams. And I think Donna is from Brandywine. And I wanted to make sure that I want to pray for the healing of your son. Brain hemorrhage 8 years ago, causing multiple strokes. They paralyzed his entire left side, his dominant side. He's still paralyzed. Doctors recommend surgery on his left foot and wrist, praying for divine healing. Daughter, we're praying for divine healing too. What I'd like for you to do, especially the online, God bless you, good morning, soldiers, especially the online prayer warriors, I want you to lift your hands up, because we want to pray for Donna's son. What's his name? Please pray for my son. Oh, Chase, and he's 20 now. Whew, thank you, Jesus. God is worthy. Raymond, come here, son. I need you to anoint my hands. Oh, I need you to wash your hands first. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to pray for Chase right now. Amen. Get you some paper towels right there. We want to pray for Chase right now and his family, and for Donna and the family. Now I need you to put a couple of drops of oil in my hand. Okay. And good morning, Raymond. Good morning. You're looking good, man. Just a little dab. There you go.
That's my dad.
Huh? Oh, praise God. Amen. What's up, pups? He's all right. Amen. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever continues to believe, whosoever believeth, whoever continues to believe, shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Donna and Chase, For those of you that are praying with us for Donna and Chase, I need you to raise your hand. Whenever you see this, whether it's live or you're watching it later, whenever you see it, I need you to stand with us. It's never too late to pray. Well, that was last month. It's never too late. It's never too late. You can continually pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for an opportunity to give you praise and to magnify you on this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us a heart and a mind and a desire to serve you, because you are the only true and living God. There is no other God before you. There can never be another God like you. You are the only true and living God. You said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. You told us to knock and that the door would be open. Father, you told us to ask in faith and don't doubt. You said, ask, Lord. We're asking on behalf of Chase. Father, you understand what happened to his body. You understand what happened. You understand the workings of his body. You understand the things that he needs to get back the way you have commanded him to be, the way you created him. We're asking, Father, that you send healing, whether it is miraculous healing, or it is healing through the doctors, or healing through therapy, however you choose to heal Chase. We're asking for healing and deliverance for Chase, and peace and comfort for Donna and her family. We're asking, Lord, that you would heal and deliver, that you would cause a breakthrough in his situation, that you would cause a breakthrough in his environment. Father, whatever's necessary, let it be in the name of Jesus, that you alone will get all the praise, you alone will get all the glory, and you will get all the honor, because it belongs to you. We're praying for Chase right now. We're praying for Donna. We're praying for their families. We're praying for their atmosphere. We're praying. We're praying, Lord, healing and deliverance. We're praying. We're putting Chase on the altar. We're praying right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Good morning, Pastor Drea. How you doing, baby? Amen. I believe, because I've seen God do some things. I've seen God do things that just did not make sense. I've seen God heal people. It didn't look possible. And then it was possible. It didn't look like it would ever happen, and then it happened. That's how God loves working what we consider impossibility. God loves doing things that are impossible for the world to see. I mean, impossible for the world to understand. God loves doing things that man know it's impossible for them to do. God enters into the realm of impossibility and makes it possible. Amen. Isn't that sweet? And only God can do that. And he proves himself over and over and over that I am the only true and living God. Yet people still don't want to believe it. Amen. So, you know, I can preach the gospel to you. It's up to you to accept it. I can tell you what thus said the Lord, but it's up to you to believe it. Amen. Come on, somebody. I know it's three people in here. Somebody can say amen. 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 And a praise report from Angela. My God, she got my picture posted. She plastered my picture up there. I'm saying, oh, Nikki, look. Somebody put my picture on the chat room. Oh, look at me. You know, but actually, it's that's just so you know what chat room it is. But it's actually all God. It's all God. Amen. And her praise report was, God is a healer. I like to cross that A out and put T-H-E in caps. God is the healer. I felt every prayer, she said, and quote, in exclamation. I'm home now doing fine. Them things like that. Yeah, that's the one. Satan tried to get him Satan tried.
Satan tried to get him started.
But God blocked it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, S4C. I didn't write that. She wrote that. I didn't write that. Amen. Is God good? Amen. Hallelujah to the five people in the house. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Yes. So I was so excited when I saw that. I wanted to print it up and make sure that we shared the praise with her.
Yes.
Amen. Because the victory is in God. And every time there is another victory, it is more proof and more evidence that God is who he said he is.
Yes.
Every time another praise report comes, it's more evidence, not that you need it anymore, but there's more evidence that God is real and God is who he said he is. And, oh my God, I want Lorraine Robinson in Illinois, I want to say, well, this one's different. This is not on a prayer list. Amen. I don't know if that counts or not, but
it doesn't.
I want to thank you. And you know what you put, you know what you did. What you said, just thank you. I just want to make sure I said thank you. Nobody needs to know what's entailed in here. It's not their business. But I just want to say thank you, Lorraine Robinson from Illinois. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Because God is worthy. We are your family. As long as you'll have us, we're your family. And I'm looking forward to the cloud party myself. I'm just saying. My brand new BFF, Piper Snow. Is that Piper Snow? Piper, right? My brand new BFF. Piper, we're your family. And we're going to be your family until you say different. We love you. There is nothing we would not do for you that God allowed us to do. Piper, if there is anything that this church can do for you, let us know. What I told you, I shared your testimony with the pastors. They're in agreement. We did what we said we were going to do. We need you to know that we love you and we're your family. And thank God for your daughter. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to make sure we read the faith paper today. Pastor, I've been trying to remember to ask you this for 3 weeks and kept forgetting. I kept putting it on the podium so I remember, and I still forget. I want to make sure that we read the faith paper. If Pastor Sandy's okay reading it before he speaks,
okay.
But I definitely want to read it before during prayer. Amen?
Amen.
And so I want to make somebody responsible here. Make somebody responsible. Amen. All right, so practice up. Amen. All right. Oh, that's nice. Your husband must have got that for you.
No,
or made sure you can. Oh, yeah. Okay. I was going to say your husband has great taste wherever he is. Amen. I know it. Well, there you go. Amen. Good morning. Amen. Amen. I got a bucket of oil over here. We just. Amen. 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 I want you to know that I'm praying for the family members. I'm praying for your family members that don't know Christ. We get a lot of prayer requests for people asking for prayer for their husbands, their wives, their prodigal children, their prodigal spouses, their in-laws, whatever. A lot of prayers. Do we have a lot of prayer requests today? Okay, have a lot of amen.
About marriage.
Well, there you go. We're gonna work on that one. A lot of prayer requests for people asking for prayer for their loved ones, their friends, their neighbors. And I want you to know that we're praying. We have not disregarded. We are praying for the people that you are praying for. We're praying with you. We're praying for the people that are concerned to you, because all people are concerned to God.
Amen.
And when you bring your concerns to the house, and we take it before God, God will honor that, because that's what he's concerned about. We're concerned about what he's concerned about. When your children feel what you consider important, just stick out like this. Because we agree. My son, my daughter, they think that this is important because I think it's important. They don't know why they think it's important. They just do, because I do. That's an honor. It's the same with God. It's an honor. We may not know all the details, but we know we need to pray. Amen. And so I guess I'll talk about this after you're done with that.
Okay.
Amen. Because we do still have communion today. Amen. There's a lot. But I've gone through the prayer request text from last week. And there's a lot going on. And if I don't get a chance to get through it today, please know from last week, I'm still praying. We're still praying. Amen.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What you got, Pastor Nicole?
Hamas is asking to pray against the spirit of division in his house.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to cast out of his home and his marriage. He's asking God to restore his marriage and his relationship with his wife, and for the strength and energy to keep fighting the good fight of faith, not to respond to the flesh and blood by manipulation.
Mm. Wow.
And hurt by the enemy.
Amen. Marriage is something that's sanctified by God. It was created by God. God created. Talk about that. Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Mm-hmm. Okay? Adam and Eve. Anything else you do outside of that is on you. It ain't got nothing to do with God. It ain't holy unto God because it has nothing to do with God. If it's not what God called it, then it's not of God. Second, those two need to be, what Pastor Sandy teaches, Ish
and Isha.
And Isha. They make one. Okay? He and he don't make one. She and she don't make one. Say it again.
Ish and Isha.
They make one. And that one come together in the sight of God, in the presence of God. And they become as one. God worked with the one. Different responsibilities, same responsibilities, but still one. And it forms a union. That's what God requires from us, fidelity from the husband and wife. He commands fidelity between us and him because it is a relationship. I'm going somewhere. It's a relationship and it's a marriage, okay? I treat her the way God expects me to treat her. She treats me the way God expects her to treat me. If I give her everything she needs, and she gives me everything I need, we have no need to go outside of each other.
Right.
Amen. Amen. If I'm everything she's and she's everything I need, we don't need the outside influences. All we need is to stay in right relationship with God. Now, regarding this marriage, because we don't know the details of, what's his name?
Tomas.
We don't know the details, Tomas, and we don't want to. Since you're coming to us for prayer, I'm presuming that you are in relationship with God. And whether your spouse is or isn't, you need to take this before God, which is what you're doing now because you're asking for prayer. You need to make sure that you're not antagonizing the relationship, putting undue stress on the relationship. I heard Nikki, Pastor Cole say something about manipulation. Manipulation is one of Satan's biggest tools. Manipulation. Making you feel lesser than me so I can lord over you. When you married her, she already had a God and it wasn't you. You're not her God, she's not your God. We have a God, Yeshua. You don't need to try to manipulate anybody. You need to take that whole marriage before God. Even if you are the only one at the moment that's putting it before God, do that. And this is important. You need to make sure that this is where God wants you to be, because sometimes God will allow something to break up just so he could send each of you in different directions. Because sometimes y'all not this, y'all this. Anybody? Sometimes, especially if God didn't put you together, he didn't call you, you went and found it. And y'all, it may not be God's will that you hang out forever. We don't know. That's why we're asking, Lord, let your perfect will be done. That's not saying the Lord didn't say you mine, and that's a free will to go get a divorce. Shut up. I ain't saying none of that. I'm saying we don't know. Only God knows the actual truth. And so we need to take this before God and ask the Lord, first of all, Lord, whatever your will is, let it be done. This is who I'm with. This is who I want. I need you to fix this. Show me how to do whatever it is you need to do. A lot of times you might want to start out with, Lord, I'm not praying for my spouse, I'm praying for me first. Because a lot of times I can see all your faults. I can't see any of mine. But I see everything you do wrong. And so I'm supposed to be, Lord, beat him. Lord, get him. Lord, don't let him do that no more. Lord, Lord. And Lord's like, wait a minute, dude. You're talking about that toothpick in her eye. It's a foam pole in your eye. Let's work, let's chop yours down to size first. And then we'll work on the other one. So maybe before we start praying on the spouse, we need to start praying on us. Lord, if I'm the problem, fix me. Lord, if I'm in the way, move me out of the way. Lord, if I'm the problem, whatever's necessary, and then put you and the marriage on the altar, not them and the marriage.
I do think it's an attack. Mm-hmm. The enemy is on attack over our marriages,
yes,
over our relationships, because they're supposed to model our relationship with Christ.
Yes.
So there's a constant attack. And when we're aware of that and recognize that this is a relationship that I need to constantly grow, mm-hmm, as I do with my relationship with Christ, the perspective changes.
Yes. 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 Amen. Amen. We're going to pray for the marriage. We're going to pray for you and for her and for all the people that would be affected, that are affected because of your marriage. We have in-laws, family, children, friends. When you're talking about a marriage, it's not just about you. It's everything that you affect because of the marriage. Right?
Amen.
It has to do with finances, has to do with the children, has to do with the in-laws, the friends, the neighbors, the job. It's never ending. So it's not just about you. It's about all the things that's connected to you because of this. And so we're praying for all of that. I don't think I addressed it like I wanted to, but I did the best that I could now. You can email us directly and we can help you more directly. Amen. Pastor Sandy's really good at this as well. And Tomas, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for an opportunity to pray for Tomas and his family. We're praying according to your will for their lives. We're praying that you strengthen their relationship with you first, and then strengthen their relationship, or maybe strengthen them together. Whatever's necessary, whatever must come first, whatever it takes to build the relationship to what, so that it will reflect your relationship with us, let it be so. If there's any sin, remove it. If there's any lying and deceit, remove it. If there's anything in that marriage that's not like you, remove it in the name of Jesus, so that they will be no more twain, but one. And they will be walking toward the same goal, serving the same God, going in the same direction, having the same mind. We're praying, Lord, for unity. Not just for them, but especially for them. But for the, if there are any children, if there's anything that's linked to them, that's linked to you, we're praying that you would remove the enemy and replace it with your will, with your power, with your honor, with your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
This next one, just give me a second to read through it.
Okay.
It's from Christina. She says, I have been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and lately I have been struggling a lot. The enemy used the disease to get into my head and my heart, and I deeply feel in my heart that God wants us all to be healed and everyone to experience his goodness.
Yes.
I am experiencing weakness on the left side of my body, extreme fatigue, loss of appetite, vertigo, depressive thoughts, and fear. I will be paralyzed and have no one to help me.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this is an attack from the enemy,
yeah,
and not what our loving God wants. Spiritually, emotionally, and mentally, I am really struggling, family. I'm trying to keep it short and simple. So she was trying to keep it short, but she's really struggling,
yeah,
in all areas, spiritual, yeah, emotional, and physical.
What's her name?
Her name is Christina.
Christina. Okay. Pashania. I know it in my hands. Please. Christina, I do. Good morning, Donita and company. Isaiah.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
You still believe. It's one of the prophets. You're right in the right place.
Jeremiah, God bless you. And the young lady, God bless you. What's your name, baby? God bless you, baby. Amen. It's a beautiful name. I know I don't want to mess it up. So God bless you. Amen. Because Jeremiah, you know, bro, I'll jack up a name. Amen. So, amen. Hallelujah. I already washed my hands. Wash them again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. La
Ihrum. I need to wash my hands.
Okay. Mikiaya Samam. What's her name, Nikki? Christina, we're praying. I understand. Even though I have not experienced all of that, some of that I have. And so I'm trying to put my mind around what you said.
Can I share something?
Yes.
With the it's important because right now you have to learn your new normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important that because your body goes through these changes, and I understand with multiple sclerosis, they're like events, and each event can weaken your body a little bit more. But the more you care for your body before those events, the less likely those events are to happen as often, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, Christina, please take the time to learn what foods are best for your body, how much rest. And you're going to have to let go of some of those things that are just not necessary to take your energy and time, because the energy you use for X that wasn't necessary means that you don't have energy for Y. And so really taking time, journal and sit before the Lord to understand your diet, your rest, your responsibilities, and really just take the time to get to understand your body. Because even if the Lord doesn't heal you from this, He can use you in this.
Yes.
But you won't really recognize it if you don't take the time to learn what your body's going through while the Holy Spirit is ministering to you what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And also, Pastor, that was great information.
Yes.
What I also would recommend is that if you can journal your travel, if you can journal your journey. Not for public consumption, but just for you and God.
Yes.
Write down what you'd like to say to God if you were face to face. Not that your prayers don't do the same thing, but just hear me out. If you were with God face to face, what would you say to God? And write it down. Leave space after you write that. So when the Lord responds to you, you can write down what He said in response to what you said.
Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Write down the things that you go through during the day that you struggle with. And then write down the things that you go through during the day that bring you joy.
Yes.
All right. And then as you go through this journey, because that's what it is. It's a journey. Sometimes they're short journeys, sometimes they're mid journeys, sometimes they're lifelong journeys. We don't know until the end of the journey how long the journey was going to take.
Yes.
But while I'm on this journey that I had no control over in the first place, or even if I did, I'm here now. Let me make sure I am as close to God as I possibly can. And if you're journaling your journey, when you start feeling depressed, when you start feeling like God's not with you, or maybe He's off doing other things, you can go back to that journey, back to that journal, and you can actually see from day to day how God was working with you, how your mind was operating, right in your journey, how your mind was responding to what just happened to you 20 minutes ago, how your mind was responding to what your body just did to you 30 minutes ago. And then you go back, and then I believe that God will show you a pattern of what's happening. And He may even show you the attack. See, now you've got proof. Now you're not just, it's not left up to your thoughts. Now I can go back and refer to this. Oh, this happened when that happened. I didn't know that this would happen because of that happened. I didn't know that. Ooh, every time I do this, that happens. Ooh, every time I think this happens. Now you have documentation of what's going on. This is a tool that you can use to dispute anything that the enemy brings up to you.
Amen.
Do y'all agree with that?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Journal your journey. This is not something that you put on Facebook, and it's not something you put on YouTube. This is between you and God. Put it somewhere where it's not news, it's your business. Amen? And then let us know how that blessed you. I bet you anything you'd be blessed for that.
Amen?
Amen. Did we pray for you? Okay, Nikki, Pakisyama. Abigail, come here. Tisha, is three. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we welcome your presence and your spirit. We thank you for using us in this manner. We thank you for keeping us according to your will. We give you praise and we magnify you because there is no other God like you. There is no other God, period. But the little gods that they have here are laughable at best. We thank you for the healing. What's her name, Jessica?
Christina.
The healing of Christina's mind.
Yes.
We thank you for the healing of her body. Yes. God! We thank you for the healing of her spirit. We thank you for changing her atmosphere. We give you praise, Lord. Yes. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.
More joy, more what?
More strength.
More joy, more strength. Lot of joy, lot of strength. Little joy, little strength. You need things that will bring you joy, not happiness, because you can only get joy from God. Father, she needs things that will bring her joy, that will bring her peace, that will bring her understanding, that will increase her knowledge in you. We pray for her healing. We pray for her deliverance, especially in her atmosphere, in her body, in her mind, in her dreams. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Christina? You need to find what brings you joy. The Lord, if there's some gospel music that you like, if there's a favorite Psalms that you love reading, what you're trying to do is you're trying to reverse the effects of the, when you're mopey, when you're depression. You're countering the effects of depression by immersing in the Word of God. Through song, through scripture, through poem. Find something that reminds you of God. Find something that brings you happy thoughts about God. Find things that help you think about God. Because you only have so much capacity. And you are filling your mind with thoughts and things of God. That's less space the enemy has.
Hallelujah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If you, good morning. If you have that much space and you're okay, you have mud in a glass of water, but you're constantly pouring in clear water. It's going to take a minute for the mud to come out, but eventually it will come out. And when you find yourself, all you'll have is just clear a glass of clear water. You can't stop because then dust will find its way back in and stagnant. And so you have to keep pouring. That's why you ask the Lord for a fresh anointing.
Yes.
You have to ask the Lord, Lord, what is your anointing for me today? I need a fresh anointing today. That was yesterday, Lord. What we got today?
Yes.
What's going on today? There used to be a song, and forgive me for saying it, but I'm sure you guys were there. What have you done for me lately? Yeah, I know I went way back, and I don't mean to prompt nobody. That's why I ain't name no names. But Lord, what we gonna do today? I ain't naming that demon name. But Lord, what? And the Lord can ask you, what are you doing for me today?
Yeah, exactly.
Because we got a case of the gimmies. Lord, give me.
Yeah.
Lord, give me. I need more money. I need more Sprint. I need more watermelon. I need more. Always need something. I'm hungry. We always asking God, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. I'm a preacher. I like chicken too. But we never seem to ask. We never seem to ask God, Lord, what can I do for you today? It's always, what can I get from God? It's never really, what can I'm not studying to see what I can give God back. Amen?
Amen.
Find the things that bring you joy. Find the things that will help you to give back to God and see how your life changes.
Amen?
Amen? All right.
Okay, this is another longer one.
All right.
Bear with me as I read it.
I'm bearing.
I think it's necessary to read the whole thing.
Okay.
Okay. So this is, she did not provide her name.
Okay, that's fine.
Anonymous.
All right. Sister, sister.
Sister, sister. I am a divorced single mother.
Mm-hmm.
My one and only relationship was immediately after graduating high school. with an older man, 8 years older, already divorced with two kids. I was unsaved and naive, rebellious and angry. When we married before the baby was born, but it was doomed from the start.
Mm.
It was a brief relationship. I was divorced shortly after my 21st birthday. I choose to remain single and raise my child without the stress of dating. I was brought to the Lord in late 2012. I was healed from pornography and the filth attached to it. It has been 13 and a half years of being single, and it has been a long, lonely road. It's not easy being single for so long when you see so many godly couples, lovely godly couples.
Mm-hmm.
I am pining for my Boaz. I desire a three-strand cord so much. My prayer is for cleansing of my mind and strength. I would love to be a wife of a godly man. And pushing through, I feel heartsick and longing. My mind often daydreams about having a husband to talk to and share intimacy with and love. I fear it is a sin, and she says sexual immorality, to allow my mind to daydream about intimacy that is not mine to have. I fear I am a disappointment to the Father and to Christ because I am longing to be married down here when Christ should be enough for me. Jesus is my Lord. Does that mean I am not to be a wife like other sisters in Christ are blessed to be? I am so tired of being alone, so weary of feeling I am sinning or displeasing him with my thoughts and yearning. I need prayer for whatever God needs to fix in me. I do not want to be separated from him no matter what.
Amen. What's her name? Oh, no name. Sister, that's what we're going to call you. Oh, sister.
I love the transparency.
Isn't that awesome?
God already knows, so why not just say it?
Hello. He already knows. You can't hide anything from him.
Exactly. That's real talk. That's what she feels. Let's talk about it.
You are an awesome woman of God, first of all.
Amen.
Just awesome. The fact that you desire to be married, that's the desire that came from God. That's not something that flesh created. Adam in the garden saw all the animals with a mate except him. And he longed for a mate because he didn't. Did he sin because he longed for a mate? Everybody had somebody but Adam. God provided Adam with a mate because that's part of God's plan for humanity. Now, is that part of God's plan for me specifically? That's the question you have to take to God. God's the only one that can answer that. This I can answer. It is not a sin to desire that you have a mate. It is not a sin to see other people, other believers in godly marriages, serving God. It is not a sin to desire that. What I have learned throughout the years is that if that is a desire, because the Bible says if you delight yourself in the Lord, does anybody know the rest of that? He will give you the desires of your heart. Sounds to me like you're pretty young.
Yes.
I mean, 20s, 30s, trust me, you're pretty young.
Yeah.
And that, you know, based on how long we are still here, you're young. So it is not wrong. It is not a bad thing for you to feel like you want a mate. Now, the enemy will throw challenges up in your mind because that's what a dirty, low-down scoundrel he is. And he'll put thoughts in your head that were not originally yours.
Yes.
And then you'll think that they're yours because they're in your head, but you didn't put them there. You didn't go get them. He put them there. And once you adopt them, then you feel guilty about something that you think that you did when you didn't do it. You just assumed that it was yours because it was in your head. Did I say that too fast?
Nope. They can rewind it.
You can rewind. Okay. Every thought that runs across your mind is not yours. Okay? Sometimes you're sitting there and you're like, whoa, where did that come from? Because it wasn't yours. Satan's just trying to throw stuff. He's throwing a bunch of stuff in your head to see what you'll grab onto. What, if you own it, now it's yours. But you don't have to own it. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. That was not my thought. That was not my intention. That's not where I was going. Blah, 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 blah. okay? Every thought that flies through your mind is not yours. Now, if you have adopted that, or you know that is your thought, and you know that it's not the will of God, you need to give that to God, put that on the altar so God can cleanse that. Lord, whatever's necessary, whatever it takes to cleanse this, to get this out of me, to change my atmosphere so this is no longer a problem for me, do whatever's necessary. Change it or change me, but change something. You were wonderful by putting it all on the altar, bringing it out before God. You did perfect. Now, what I need you to do, because we can't talk about this on the air, if sister, and you don't even have to give a name, just say, email me and I will forward you to either Pastor Nicole or Pastor Drea or both of them. And these two sisters will minister with you, and they will keep your business your business. You never have to give your name. Just say, I'm sister, and I need to talk.
Amen.
Because this is not a 1-2-3 answer. This is not something that everybody else needs to know. This is something that you brought to the throne, and we want to help make sure you get what you need from the Lord. Amen. So can we raise our hands up and pray for sister? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for our and the sisters that are like her.
Amen.
Was she saying the same thing?
Same thing.
And then because she was just bold enough to bring it up. But there's a billion sisters that need to talk to somebody.
Yes.
Amen. And so we're praying for every sister out there that need. We have something for brothers too.
Yes, we do.
We have a salt crew for brothers.
Yes.
Email me, s4ctroops@aol.com. Sister, brother, and I get you to somebody.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. That will keep your business.
Amen.
Amen. Stop smiling, Jacqueline. Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. Sensational and Zoe, some of my, mwah. Amen. And little sister, Chelsea, no. Chrissy, amen. If I run that through the line, I knew I'd hit you sooner or later. Amen. Woo, Lord. Amen. Names are not my thing. Amen.
Yet I keep trying.
I'm not going to stop till he shut me up. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, every sister out there, everyone, we're praying for healing and deliverance for everyone that brings it to the altar, for everyone that brings it to the throne of God, for every person that says yes to you, Lord, fix me, correct me, change me, or my atmosphere. Do something with my mind. Do something with me. Whatever your perfect will is for my life, let that be so. We're praying for everyone that fits this or close to this or needs something in this line. They can't talk to other people because, Lord, you know people, but they want to talk to somebody that has a relationship with God. Lord, we're praying for healing and deliverance. We're praying that you would relieve the pressure of their mind. We're praying that you would move on their behalf. Sister, contact us. We'll bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just so you all know, we have communion today, and we're going to be doing that in a couple minutes. So if you don't have the juice, no trip, no problem. Get you some water. If you don't have the cracker, it's okay. The unleavened bread, get you some bread, because God is the living water and Christ is the bread of life.
Amen.
Amen. And so you still have a couple minutes. We're all set up here and we're going to go on to communion. Okay. All right.
Okay. This is the last one.
Okay.
This is from Bartos.
Mm-hmm. Bartos.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to read it because I'm not sure how to condense it. So okay. A drunk driver in Arizona caused an accident in which about four other people were injured, including two children.
Oh, boy.
One is age 16-month-old. It's about Cindy and her sister Jennifer and their kids. So I guess these are the people who were in the accident.
Okay.
Cindy has no one besides her kids and the married couple that took care of her and gave her a roof over their heads. They live together in a house. Cindy had to run away from her old husband. So there's so we're going to pray for those who were in an accident. Cindy's heart, because she ran away from abuse. And
thank God she got away.
Okay. And yeah. So we're praying for those who were in that accident, and we're praying for a healing in Cindy's heart.
Okay. So for those that were in the accident, for Cindy, for the children, We'll be praying on this all week. I want to pray for you now. Greg, come here. Brother, come here. Raymond, have your dad come here. We're going to stand here. We're going to stand in the gap for those people that were in that accident. Zoe, come here. I want you to stand next to Pastor Nicole during prayer today, okay? Amen. Pastor Nicole,
thank you.
You're going to embrace Zoe. She's going to be with you until prayer is over this morning, okay? Amen. Can you, I need their hands washed. Amen. God is holy and righteous. We're going to be praying for this family. We're going to be praying for every person that was affected in this accident. We're going to be praying for the children. This is a big deal. This is a very big deal. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you understand. Did she say a 16-month-old baby?
Yes.
Oh, boy. From a drunk driver. And the kind people, that the people that were kind enough to take them in to their home. Who was taken into the home?
And her children.
Man. People don't take people into their house, especially now. I mean, it's just not common now. We're going to have prayer after service. We're going to have prayer after prayer. And I want to make sure that young lady comes up. Your young lady. Okay. Amen. Amen. Okay. Men, come right here. Did they anoint your hands already?
Uh-huh.
I need you to raise your hands up. Up, holding, still holding, still holding, still holding. Oh, they didn't anoint it yet. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought they anointed it already. I'm sorry. Thank you, Greg. Hallelujah. Me isoban. For God is worthy to be praised. I believe and I know that God hears every, the Bible says the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Some scriptures may say of the righteous availeth much. When you are praying, when you are sending God a prayer, especially a prayer of passion, amen. When you're sending God a prayer, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, it's not Isaiah.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Come here, Jeremiah. Stand behind my brother here and lay your hands on his shoulder.
Thank you, Lord.
When you're praying a prayer unto God, because you are connected with God, walking by faith,
thank you, Lord.
And it is a passionate prayer that you're praying to God, the Bible says the effectual, fervent prayers, they affect God. The passionate, affectionate prayers move the hand of him who moves the world. The effectual, passionate prayers to the man, to the God, to the God that moves the world.
Thank you, Lord.
God will listen to that prayer and God will respond to that prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
For one, you are a servant of the only true and living God. He told you to come to him in prayer and supplication. He said, ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and that the door will be open. As children of God, you have the right, you have the privilege to go, you have the approval to go before the throne of God and ask God what you will through the power of the Holy Spirit. You have the authority of God backing you up. It is a command of God that you go before him and ask what you will. And God said, for those of you that ask, for those of you that are in relationship with me, he said, ask and it shall be done. He said, knock and the door shall be opened. He said, the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous move the hand of him who moves the world.
Thank
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying on behalf of those that are unable to pray for themselves. We're praying on behalf of the children and those that were in the accident and those that were homeless and a couple took them in and the couple. We're praying for those that were affected and their families. We're praying for healing and deliverance. We're praying for your power to oversee anything. Oh my God. We're praying that your power and that your joy and that your strength will supersede anything that the enemy tried to pour on them. Let your power overturn what the enemy was trying to do. Give them victory. Give them victory. Y'all say, Lord, give them victory. Come on, Lord, give them victory. Come on, say, Lord, give them victory. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give them the victory. Lord, they're asking and we're expecting victory on their behalf. The homeless shall find home. Lord, the sick will be healed. The brokenhearted will be healed and delivered. Father, we pray that you would move on behalf of those who have asked for prayer. Father God, let your perfect will be done, and it shall be so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless shalom. After prayer, you're going to come up too. After prayer, Jeremiah, you two are going to come up after prayer. Amen. Was that it for the prayer? Let's go for communion. Abigail, we're going to go to communion now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. My glasses. Amen. So we're going to ask everyone that's taking communion to come up. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we're not done praying, babe. You stay with Nikki. Hallelujah. Yes, and while they're doing that, I'm going to go through the faith paper. Sensational, baby, give me it's a faith right on top. Right on top. Just give me one of those. Amen. If you don't have a faith, amen. Thank you, baby. If you are part of the 1,100 people that get weekly updates, the messages, the pastor's notes, and that on that constant contact. Actually, you don't have to be part. If you go on our Facebook, you'll see Constant Contact. Click onto that, and if you look down, scroll, you'll see the faith paper, and it looks like this. The faith paper, and it looks like this. All you need to do is click onto that. Janelle, God bless her. Janelle has put a link there. Well, if you click onto the picture, the faith paper will pop up. And then you can just print out as many copies as you want. But this is something that we've done since the beginning of the church. Anyone need a faith paper? Sensational, pass out to anybody that need a faith paper. Amen. And I'm going to give you a second to grab one because I need everybody to recite this faith paper. You think I know it by heart. It's only been 17 years, I think. Amen. Hallelujah. Are any of the Sunday school people back there? Lloyd or Socorro? Okay, the other two haven't come in yet? Okay. Amen. And I'm going to start reading at the top. By faith, I will not believe what I see, but what God has promised me. By faith, I will receive courage to step out and gain strength to go through. By faith, I will live by God's word each day, and his instructions I must obey. By faith, I am confident and assured with certainty that all my desires, hopes, and dreams can become a reality through God's will for my life. By faith, I will not be afraid, worry, or doubt, believing, trusting, and depending on God's power to work all things out to his own glory. By faith, I will receive God's promise and be a blessing to others. By faith, I will trust God to keep his promise and give me my rewards stored up for me since the foundation of this world. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. And that came from a poem taken from Jesus, The Greatest Name I Know, Volume 2, by Donna M. Walker, copyrighted in 1996. Amen. For so many years, we never gave her credit. I want to make sure I give her credit now. Amen, because I didn't know. Amen. So if you're ready with your communion, I'm going to... about 5 minutes, right?
Close.
Dang, y'all said that night. Y'all practiced that. Amen. Can I get it out of my mouth, Pastor, before y'all start talking? Amen. I'm reading from 1 Corinthians 11. No. Yep. No. Yes, 1 Corinthians 11, chapter 11, verse 27. That's where I'm starting. So then, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. You don't want to be looked upon by God as one of those that crucified God. You don't want to be looked, hey, Chrissy, you don't want to be looked upon by God as one of those that poked Christ in the side. You don't want to be looked upon by God as one of those that crucified Christ while he was going to the cross. But if you take this and you know you're in sin and you have no intentions of changing nor asking for forgiveness or repenting, he said, I'm going to look at you the same way I look at them. You don't want to be guilty of that. Okay? Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink of the cup. He's not trying to trap anybody. He says, before you take this communion, before you drink that wine, before you eat that bread, before you drink of the cup, eat the bread, you need to examine yourself and you need to ask God, Lord, forgive me for anything that I've done. If repentance is needed, you need to repent. If you know you've done something against your brother or your sister, you need to ask for forgiveness of that thing. You need to ask, you need to repent. Don't take this in sin, because if you do, you will be just as guilty as the one that pressed the thorn, crown of thorns in Jesus' head. Yeah. You're just as guilty. See, I never heard a preacher break this down before like this. I never heard that, but it's true. It's right here. You don't want to be guilty. So right now is a good time to talk to God. If you know you're in sin, you need to get out of that. Because what you're doing is you're representing the body of Jesus Christ. Light and darkness cannot dwell in the same place. How can you pour the light of God into a dark vessel? Amen. You're sinning. Amen. You're going against what God said. Well, I don't want anybody to think I can't take communion. Well, you'd rather wind up in hell so people don't think. Whatever you're thinking, people already know anyway. It's just, you just try. It's ridiculous. Repent. Ask God for forgiveness, and you can take the communion. Amen. But for those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ, eat and drink judgment on themselves. If you do this without thinking, without acknowledging who Christ is, without seeing where you are in Christ, you're eating judgment. You're bringing judgment onto yourself. Don't you have enough stuff going on in your life without adding to it? Aren't you broke enough? That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. A number of y'all have dropped dead already. Well, if you dropped dead already, you wouldn't be here. But but naturally and spiritually, you're gone. You're so disconnected from God, you can't even spell it. And some people have actually just dropped dead. Donnie, you laugh, but you know I'm right, right? Amen. All right. Amen. So, amen. That's how that go. Amen. I'm almost finished, and I'm going to go to the part you want to hear. But if we were more discerning, okay. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so we will not be finally condemned with the world. So when the Lord brings this to your attention and he spotlights whatever's necessary for you to be right with him, he's doing this so that you won't be among those that will be lost. Amen. Now, let's go to the part that y'all been waiting for. For I have received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Thank you. This represents the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Please do not take this if you know you have no intentions of repenting and having and being what God has called you to be. Don't take this and you know you're in sin, because you're going to bring damnation onto yourself. Don't do it. But if you have already repented, if you've already committed your life to Christ, if you're already walking, I didn't say perfection, but you have to be walking in Christ, then let us raise our bread together, break and eat. Of course, I should pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's my bad. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the body that is represented here. We're praying for those that take it in relationship with you. We're praying for healing and deliverance of their mind, body, and spirit, their atmosphere, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And in the same manner, he took the cup and said, take ye, this is my body, my blood, which was shed for you. This do in remembrance of me. Same as the bread. Please. Same as before. Father God, in the name of Jesus, this is your blood. This represents your blood. This represents what was shed on the cross for my sins. This represents your holiness and your righteousness. And every time I take this, I remember how you hung on the cross for my sake. I remember what my sins put you through. Every time I take this, I remember what you went through, how you lived and died and rose. Every time I hold this cup, I remember you. And I ask, Lord, that you will remember me. Forgive me of all sins and unrighteousness. Cleanse me from anything that is not like you, that I will walk with you. Let us drink together in Jesus' name. And if you read on, it says, and the rest I will set in order when I come. Thank you so much for being part of the prayer service and the communion this morning. Every person that's on that prayer list, we will be praying for the rest of this week. Please, online global soldiers, please, if the Lord has impressed upon you to adopt one of these prayers, one of these names, one of these families, please be faithful to God. Remember, you're not doing this for us. You're not doing this for you. You're doing this for the purpose of the kingdom of God. If he gives you a name, hold on to that name. Pray for that person. Pray for that situation. Be a faithful member to God, and God will reward you. In Jesus' name, we thank you in the cloud or in the crowd. We'll see you again. Amen. Hallelujah.